Titus deactivated his crimson blade, leaving a blackened hole where the red helmet's eye plate had been just a moment before. The strategic planning forum had fallen blissfully still. The Mandalorians were dead, or close to it. The sniper had retreated into the projection booth to reload and regroup, and the Moffs were crouching in the seat rows, too shocked and confused to start bellowing orders that were sure to prove worse than useless. Kydus waved the Moffs up toward the anteroom, then turned back to the projection booth to see the muzzle of a pellet accelerator pushing through a makeshift firing port, which the sniper had cut through the projectionist blaster scorch viewing pane. He managed to raise the arm of his injured side in the weapon's general direction, then reached out with the force and made a twisting motion with his hand. The barrel trembled for an instant, then started to bend against the edge of the firing port. The sniper was not surprised. The weapon simply spun free as it was abruptly released, and the snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber sounded from inside the projection booth. Despite the pellet wound his shoulder had suffered earlier, Kydus did not hesitate to activate his own blade. He force-leapt up through the hole into the smoky, flashing interior of the booth and pivoted around to block the fan of blue light that came slicing toward his neck even before he could sense who he was fighting. Whoever it was, the enemy was good. Kydus felt a boot slam into his ribs an instant before he saw it coming, and the breath left his lungs. He countered with a head-high backslash and brought his own foot up, landing a force-enhanced snapkick between the legs of the brown-robed blur attacking him. The blow drew a pained grunt, but failed to even stagger his foe. A bony elbow slammed up under his chin, rocking him onto his heels. Then, finally, Kydus felt a familiar tingle in the back of his mind, and he saw the image of a violet blade slashing at his vulnerable side. He swept his own lightsaber down across the front of his body in a desperate reverse block that barely caught the attack in time to prevent it from slicing him in two, then whirled into a spinning back kick that landed squarely in his foe's stomach and drove him back a mere two steps. It was enough. Now Kydus could see who he was fighting, and he could not believe it. A gaunt-faced man, with eyes as blue and cold as Vardium steel, nostrils flaring red with anger and exertion, a thin-lipped snarl filled with confidence and disdain. Luke Skywalker, the one swordsman in the galaxy whom Kydus did not dare fight one-armed. Even as Luke leapt forward, weaving a basket of lightsaber slashes, Kydus sprang back out of the projection booth, launching himself into a high force flip designed to put as much distance between himself and his attacker as possible. Luke flew after him, not even bothering to try for the high position, simply coming up under him with a wild slash combination that was anything but subtle or deft or even tricky, just pure relentless ferocity.